USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of Defense James Mattis confirming that the Defense Department is getting ready to build some temporary camps for illegal immigrants at two U.S. military bases.
We're in a logistic support response mode to the Department of Homeland Security.
The Pentagon saying recently it was making space available for as many as 20,000 unaccompanied immigrant children who were separated from their parents during the president's zero-tolerance policy at the border, which he has since undone with an executive order. But now the president wants authorities to immediately deport people who cross the border illegally, saying on Twitter, when someone comes across the border, quote, we must immediately, with no judges or court cases, send them back from where they came. He says the immigration system is a mockery to good immigration policy. And this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
President Trump heading to South Carolina today, where he'll support Governor Harry McMaster ahead of tomorrow's runoff election. McMaster was the first statewide elected official to endorse President Trump when he was running for the White House in 2016. And the GOP candidate is facing a rather stiff challenge now from a businessman, John Warren. So Trump is hoping to give McMaster the boost he needs to put him over the top. A South Carolina lawmaker critically injured in a deadly crash is showing signs of progress. Katie Arrington had two major surgeries yesterday, and her Twitter account says both went very well. She was critically injured in an accident in Charleston back on Friday night. The auto racing world is mourning the death of World of Outlaws driver Jason Johnson, who died in a Saturday night crash at the Beaver Dam Raceway in Wisconsin. The 41-year-old Johnson was from Eunice, Louisiana. He crashed while racing for the lead on the 18th lap with eventual winner Darren Pittman. And this is USA Radio News.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. Machine washable and dryable. Made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
Roseanne Barr now showing great regret over the racist tweet she sent out last month, which led to the cancellation of her Roseanne reboot. In a podcast interview shared online over the weekend, she cried and said she's lost everything and is now nothing but a hate magnet. There's a new number one at the theater box office, and USA Radio's Wendy King has more on that.
Do these animals deserve the same protections given to other species, or should they just be left to die?
Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom is the number one movie in North America, earning $150 million during its opening weekend. And coming in at second place, last week's record breaker from Disney.
We need to change people's perceptions about superheroes, and Elastigirl is our best play.
Better than me?
The Incredibles 2 at number 2 with 81 million, followed by Ocean's 8 at number 3 with 11 million, Tag at number 4 with 8 million, and number 5 is Deadpool 2 with 5 million.
And legendary astronaut Buzz Aldrin is suing his Kids and Family Foundation, claiming they're taking advantage of his trust and finances. His children say he's being used by outside parties who are the real ones trying to manipulate him. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.